Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. Podtacular Halo 3 Show, episode 92, for the week of December 11th, 2006.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JBB.
And I'm Laird, forum moderator.
Nice.
Well, this is the Halo 3 show where we're going to be talking about all the stuff from the most recent Monday Night Football commercial. And there's lots to talk about, lots of stuff that was revealed in there. And was kind of brought up new questions, brought up new answers, all kinds of good stuff. So before we do that, welcome back, Laird. Man, it's good to have you on the show again.
Thanks, guys. It's been a while. Been wanting to come back and do the show again. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, man. It's always good to have you on, dude.
Thanks. Definitely.
And Laird was the creator of Halo Unyielding, which is at halounyielding.com, which is a Halo fan video. If you guys want to check that out, feel free to do so. And I understand you're working on the second one of that, the sequel.
Actually, it's trailer's up for that too. If you want to check it out, thanks for the plug. Want another part?
I would.
Sure, why not?
I would like. Okay. I would like my first part.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that after the show. Actually, I have quite a few parts that need voice actors.
I need to make my debut.
What are you doing? Come on! I'm the Master Chief! Don't you understand?
I am the Master Chief. I'm here.
Perfect, man.
So,
Private Arnold, what are you doing over there?
Arnold as the Master Chief, oh god.
I need the weapon.
Nice. Well, yeah, so...
Anna, shut up!
Yeah, I know, okay.
So let's jump right into it here. And let's get to some stuff that people talked about from the Monday Night Football commercial. And
you know, man, I wonder what kind of ratings they got during that time span.
I'm telling you, commercial. Man, I'm sure they got plenty more people watching Monday Night Football than they normally did.
Mm-hmm. They're like, Jesus, we got 50 million subscribers. No, wait a minute.
Okay.
That's Podtacular. That's Arsh. That, you know, that's the Podtacular subscriber numbers. But you know what I mean.
Anyway, let's start off with SteelFang117, who says, "The new shield. I think it's going to be so sweet. If Bungie really incorporates it into the game, I think that will add so much to the gameplay. It would sort of act as a new overshield, but doesn't give that much time allotted to use it. I think it will be a great implement into the Halo series. Keep on fragging trucks, guys." What do you guys think of the shield grenade, man? Or the shield, whatever you call it.
I think it'll definitely... My first interpretation, once I saw that, was that means the sword is still going to be in there. So either it's going to counter... I don't know if that's their way of kind of leveling the weapons, giving you that option. Or it could be just a power up that you get, and then that's the best way to activate it, or something. I mean, who knows if it's even the X button? But I mean,
oh, you just cut me off. I was gonna say, I bet you that's what the X button's for.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I read your mind. I'm two steps ahead of you.
So what am I thinking now?
I'm like a ninja. I can't say that on there.
Oh, okay.
Something about sweet loving. I don't know.
Oh. Gator
Blair,
style?
Man.
Florida style?
Come on.
Oh, Gator style.
Jeez.
Yeah, you ever seen somebody wrestle an alligator?
It's pretty no, impressive. We don't want to know about that movie you made in college.
Yeah, but...
Dude, Laird, now you're held account definitely... for what you say and what you think, so you better be holding both right, dude.
Exactly.
As for what I think, I think the shield grenade, or whatever you want to call it, I think it's possibly a counter to the Spartan laser, because, I mean, that one weapon can be used as an anti-infantry weapon, and it's an instant kill on guys. Supposedly, everything that was in that commercial was an in-game asset, just polished up. So that's what I think it's used for.
Yeah.
Which you kind of hit on something there. I wonder if that shield is only for individual who has it, or you can actually use it
shield
on a
vehicle.
Weapon. Yeah.
That'd be cool. You could have like a shielded vehicle.
That's mm-hmm. true. You know, another thing I was thinking is if you could shield multiple people, because he throws it on the ground, it doesn't necessarily like attach to him. So that's the question, is like if you can shield like two or more people or something like that from maybe a Spartan laser or rocket.
Because
or
he threw the grenade and then he ran towards it. So
it might expand to a certain degree or something like that. You can hide like a warthog or something underneath it for a short period.
But I wonder, because in the Halo 2 E3 trailer, remember when he whipped out a plasma grenade?
It's a plasma grenade. Yeah.
So maybe that's a Covenant technology that he, you know, maybe they're doing kind of like the same hinting that was Covenant technology that he had and
well,
he happened to use it, because the size of the shield was small.
Yeah, from,
he had a duck. So, I mean, I don't know.
From one of the IRC chat interviews about the commercial, Frankie says it's a top secret Oni, which is the human technology. So, I mean, you know, if he says it's Oni, it's human technology from what he said.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely... Bungie, they have a great way of... you know, stirring things up, so.
I really want to test out that new grenade. I want to see what kind of damage it can take, like, you know, if it can really take a wraith shot or whatever.
Well, if they put it in there, that means it can. So, we'll see.
For sure.
DeVille75, he says, it wasn't easy to notice, but some of the pictures posted on IGN, Team Xbox, and other websites give a good view of the pistol. Picture where the MC throws down the shield grenade and poses. It's one where you'll get a good glimpse of the pistol. Notice here, the pistol looks exact. Notice where? Anyway, notice in the picture, that's what he's trying to say. The pistol looks exactly like the pistol from Halo 1. This is insane. It is really returning. What do you guys think?
I don't know, man. I don't know that the pistol is going to have zoom like in Halo 1.
Yeah, it's not going to have the same zoom.
It's not gonna sniper
be...
zoom.
Yeah, it's not going to be sniper capable.
So maybe, let's say it's like halfway between Halo 1 and Halo 2. What would you guys think of that? Like if it had zoom but not the accuracy of Halo 1.
I think it'll have a zoom, but not as magnified. One thing that I gathered from the first Halo E3, Halo 3 teaser was, since they're in Earth, maybe he's using old weaponry.
Right.
Or it's upgraded weapons that, you know, since he's back home, he actually has access to, or he has no other choice but to use those type of weapons. Mm-hmm. So who knows, you know.
For me, I'm kind of caught in between the two. I mean, we all know the Halo 1 pistol is silver, at least in Halo 1 it is.
Right.
It has character traits that look like the new pistol with that extended magazine, just like the Halo 1 pistol. But it doesn't, from the angles that I've seen, it doesn't have that bump on the front. Like, you know, where the zoom lens is, like the Halo 1 pistol, it's got the bump.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the zoom lens. I mean, I didn't see it. Now, I'm thinking maybe it's another version of the pistol. Maybe we've got the D, which was the Halo 1 pistol, the C, which is the Magnum. Maybe it's an E, or maybe it's a B, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe it's an Able, you know, it's a cross between the A and the B, who knows? But it has characteristics of both, because it does have that characteristic of the extended magazine. So maybe it's the Halo 1 pistol just without the zoom.
Yeah.
Could very well
Another question about weapons. I mean, it's just a general. It's not a question, it's just a thought, and you know, I have very few of those. But don't you notice, like, the Master Chief's supposed to be about 7 feet tall or something, and the weapons look like they fit in his hands, but they're, you know, just the average Joe's weapons that he, you know, takes from Marines and stuff.
Hey, good point.
So, I don't know.
It's like they were designed for the Spartans, maybe?
Like, man, this handgun is too big for my hand.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of noticed that, but, you know, yeah, I'm not a game designer, so.
Yeah, just forgot to throw that.
Yeah, especially the handgun, dude. I think she was,
like
caliber bullets or something.
We hear in the game, okay, who switched my weapon? Who's playing the prank? I can't shoot with this big-ass handgun.
Well, the way I've always looked at it was the Halo 1 pistol, the M6D, it always looked to me like an Uzi. Like, you know, it was like a cross between the... It looked like an Uzi.
It does look like that's, an Uzi.
That's the way I looked at it. Like, the handrail was, like, to be grabbed. And you know how it is, full auto. I mean,
yeah. You know what gun I would love to see in Halo 3? The
What's
RoboCop
that?
Gun.
Oh, the good old Auto 9.
That gun was badass, dude. Yeah.
Okay, I'll hit the next one. Algebra Cow says the kids at the beginning were Master Chief John and someone from the Spartan 2 program. Kids, who are they? I honestly think it is the Master Chief or John and possibly Linda or Kelly. I was talking to Fumo about this before the show. If you look at the sky they're looking at, they're not on Earth, because in the upper right-hand corner of that scene with the kids, there's a nebula. And I don't know about anybody else, but if you're an astronomy buff, you know, you look at our night sky, and anywhere on our planet, you can't see a nebula like the one that's in the background there on planet Earth. So it's definitely not Earth that these kids are sitting on.
Yeah. Hmm. And the other thing, those kids were older than 5 years old, and I believe that in the book Fall of Reach, they explained that at 5 years old, John was taken from a playground or something like that.
That's right.
So
that's a good point.
They were definitely older, and it's weird because right when the last word she said to him, I believe, was wouldn't it be cool to meet them or something? And then they like kind of focus on the kid's eyes, and then they zoom into the helmet scene in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's an indication of, yeah, that was John, or maybe Bungie's just, you know, once again, like, well, we know our fans mostly, you know, pretty much read the book, and they're going to assume, you know.
That could go either way, though. It's one of those things that could just be some random kid, like him thinking of like what people on Earth are thinking of him right then, or it could very well be. I mean, it kind of makes sense either way. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, it's a two-edged sword. You know, it could go either way. You know.
Yeah.
It could also be another thing. I was always thought about was at least for the commercial was. You know, when a person gets knocked upside the head and they start seeing things, they start using memories from real life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could just be John seeing himself, and that girl could represent Cortana in his head. You know, because, I mean, he wakes up and, he, you know, he's picking the helmet off the ground. I mean, who knows? That in the helmet blasting, right? So, I mean, that's another thing.
Hey, what about the clothes, too, Laird?
Oh, right. Yeah, the black uniforms are actually reminiscent from, I think, one of the chapters, The Fall of Reach. The uniforms are all black, just like they have in the story, or the CGI commercial. So, I mean, that's another telltale thing that might make it that John and whoever the female possible Spartan is as a flashback memory of when John was a kid. I mean, really, that could be the first time we've seen what the Master Chief looks like.
Yeah, because I think that the helmet being off was kind of Bungie's way of saying, well, you want to see how John looks like? Well, there he goes without his helmet. So, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, well, moving on to XP. I'm sorry. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
No, for cake.
Cool.
Ah, Richard Simmons.
That didn't come across right. Anyway, moving on to XBLT Defcon, who says, first off, I want to say the graphics were amazing. How are the graphics? They looked extremely lifelike, and the sound was crisp and nicely done, truly. Second, they added a cool feature. When you carry weapons, now when you switch them, you actually see the Master Chief place it on his back or thighs, rather than the weapon just disappear. A great addition. Third, the shield grenade was a smart idea. No longer will you hesitate fighting against heavy firepower or large numbers. Last but not least, the sprint ability is definitely a great move. In the end, I hope Halo 3 becomes the best game to hit Xbox 360 console, and does what Halo 2 didn't do, keep us wanting more. The campaign should be 3 times longer than the campaign in that of Halo 1 and 2. Also, they should allow up to 4 players to play co-op campaign using Xbox Live. You got demands here. This is like a ransom note. Also, with the online campaign, they should make the difficulty extreme. Similar to the Gauntlet Legends concept, the more people play, the harder it should become. Another thing, they definitely need to balance out the multiplayer. Yeah, I think they're keeping an eye on that, thanks. Between spawns, weapon balance, and maps, everything should be perfect. Halo 3 should no doubt about it be the Xbox 360 prodigy of 07. Alright, well, I think they kind of are working on that. One thing to talk about on this is the weapon storage on the back. I kind of think he's like attaching it to a magnet or something. What do you guys think on that?
I definitely think it's a magnet. It's kind of weird because in the Halo graphic novel, we see that Maria chick that's testing out the armor. She stores it in these kind of holsters a la RoboCop that pop out of her leg. But, you know, in Halo 3, you see it's kind of stuck magnetically to the back or the side, or like in the commercial, I mean, you see the pistol is magnetically stuck to his side, and you hear that magnetic thud when he puts the assault rifle on his back.
Right.
So, I don't know.
Well, we all discussed, you know, the strategy that is going to add in multiplayer by seeing what type of weapon somebody has.
In fact, I seem to remember when we were doing a Halo 3 show when you had me on the last time, I was saying, wouldn't it be cool if we could see the weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Like the sword hilt on the belt and the rocket launcher on the back, and bam, all of a sudden, that came out.
Ba-bam. Definitely.
Ba-bam.
He also talked about the sprint. And now, that is not necessarily... That's one of those things that he did in the trailer, but... Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they're pretty much obligated to put the shield grenade, or shield whatever they call it, if it's not a grenade, into the game. And the sprint, though, I mean, he sprinted and ran over a cliff. Does that mean he's going to sprint in the game? Not necessarily.
Well,
but it could very well be.
I'm like most people that overanalyze certain things. And to me... From Bungie's past, they wouldn't put something like that in there without having a specific reason to. I mean, it was definitely emphasized in that brief sequence of him sprinting that is an extreme amount of speed, and as he's jumping over that hill. Now we all know by the books that they're superhuman beings that are extremely fast, but in the games. Is a certain pace. But my question, would you want the game to be a little faster, or are we accustomed to the speed of Halo 2?
I think one of the things was I modded my Halo PC campaign so I could run a little faster like the books, and he's a little stronger. I kind of like the ability to run, not at normal human's pace. I mean, the humans in the game run beside you at the same speed. I mean, you are the Master Chief. I would like to be a little more stronger or faster. I mean...
Or do you think there is going to be a sprint button, just like Gears of War?
I had an idea, and this is just my idea off the top of my head. I was thinking maybe it's going to be a combo button. Like, just from the trailer, you see the Master Chief running, jumping off the cliff. When he's falling towards those brutes, it looks like he's about to kung fu kick one of them. So I'm thinking you hit the X button to sprint, And then it could be like a combo button. You can literally like hand-to-hand combat. Like you melee, like say you hit X and that does the sprint, and then you hit your melee button and maybe body check into a guy and he takes his shields out and then you can club the guy in the head. I don't know. But I think it's some kind of melee combo button. That's my prediction for Halo 3.
Yeah. Thing is, we know that there is a X button that is assigned to something specific that is going to change the way we play Halo. We know that most likely that the melee button is going to be the same and the A button is most likely going to be jump. So the question is that because you know that the triggers, the not the triggers, the bumpers are going to be reloading each specific weapon, your primary and secondary weapon. So is Y still going to be switch weapon? We don't know. Is X going to be run, or is it going to be throw down your shield grenade? We don't know. So you know, there's still the question of like, you know, and another thing is like if the bumpers are going to be reloading, you know, that stuff, how does switching grenades going to work? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Well, yeah, you make a good point about switching grenades, but remember they can implement the D-pad now.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, they'll actually use that probably.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So there's a lot of options out there.
Yep.
Truly. Let's move on.
Mythic Elite, he says, it was awesome. If that is what we can think of Halo 3 gameplay, we are in for a surprise. Bungie said that it is CGI, but we all saw the Halo 3 E3 demo. It wasn't a demo, it was a teaser, but there was an actual, you know, demonstration behind closed doors. He says, when I watched the two trailers side by side, I could barely notice a major difference in quality between the Halo 3 gameplay demo and the Halo 3 commercial. They both look top-notch, and if you were wowed by the graphics on the commercial, then the game will surely look a lot better.
I don't know about that.
Yeah,
it'll
was
be
CGI.
Close. It'll be close.
I mean, it was admitted, so there was no kill zone in any of these, you know, clips.
The kind of technology that you would need to have graphics like that in a game is like at least 10 or 15 years away minimum. You're not going to get graphics like, you know, like that for at least 10 or 15 years. Not a chance.
Yeah, not gameplay.
But it's getting closer and closer, I'll tell you, man, with 360, man.
The graphics are no doubt. But
a huge jump. Like when you actually zoom in on textures on the 360, it's just unbelievable the detail they can achieve now, and where it can go on different levels and you know it can just continue.
Gears of War, man.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, I'm zooming in on textures in Gears of War. I'm like, holy crap, dude! These guys put a lot of time on this on this one hallway, and I'm gonna run through it in like 3 seconds, and I'm gone. You know, and I'm on the next one. It's like unbelievable, but you know, I'm sure. You know, I'll tell you, I'm glad Gears of War came out and set the bar so high, so that Halo 3 has to surpass it, because that's what we need is like competition like that, so that they're not just like, you know, saying, hey, we're Halo, we're gonna take everything by storm. No, it's gotta be like we gotta actually outdo the previous games out there, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. He also says speculation of the X button is complete.
Right.
It is the shield grenade. Well, Frankie said on an HBO interview, it wasn't a grenade per se. Yeah, it looked like he was taking a grenade out, but it didn't. I mean, like I said earlier, he's supposed to be like 7 feet tall, so I'm sure the device in his hand looked tiny. So anyway, still, this does change how you play Halo. Imagine a spherical grenade surrounding you and your teammate.
It's kind of like what we were talking about earlier about
if you can cover more than one person.
Right.
Yeah.
Then he goes into imagine two tanks coming towards you and firing at blank point range. You don't die. The shield absorbs all the damage and collapse, giving you time needed to board the tank or destroy it. All I can say is that Halo 3 will be great, and from what we have seen, we can expect to see many great things from it. Once again, that mysterious X button. And see, this is another thing why I I like what Bungie does. You know, they know we're hardcore fans, and that the Halo fan base is a selective, well, not selective few, but we're unique. We are definitely stereotyped. But just saying, you know, months ago that the Xbox is going to change the way we play Halo. I mean, they've opened up so much. I mean, they can show Master Chief, like, doing the butt spin, and everybody's going to say, oh, my God, that's the X button.
So. Freaking butt spin, dude. Starts doing the running man.
Oh, yeah.
Can't touch this.
MC Hammer style, you know, can't touch this.
He's like, uh-oh.
Here comes the hammer.
Stop.
That's time. Master Chief time.
Every time you see me, the Master Chief is so hype.
But, you know, you look at the Isle of Bees viral marketing that they did. I mean, the game is not even, it doesn't have an official release date. It just says 2007. You know, it's a podcast, you know, fresh content to talk about, but it's also giving the fans, like, you know, it opened up their imagination for anything. So they can actually do something dumb with the X button, and everybody will be like, wow, that's cool, you know, so.
Yeah.
I had said in one of the threads that the X button was going to give allow Master Chief to use the toilet more efficiently, so, I don't know.
Perfect.
I need a toilet paper.
Active toilet flushing.
Okay, Laird, you're up, dude. I think.
Okay. I'm going to skip a couple of these because that's stuff we've already covered. Rob says the kids in the commercial war obviously aren't Spartan 2s. They're on Earth, first of all, which the Spartans did not get to when they were young. They left Reach for the first time and they were 14, I believe. Two, both the kids' hair are much longer than Mendez's. Okay, Mendez. Chief Petty Officer Mendez.
Petty Officer Mendez.
Whatever. If the X button is spirit, the X button is spirit, I will... What the... Nah. Sorry, I have to fix this guy's grammar. If the Xbox was... Or if the X button was spirit, it can't be useful in-game. Oh, and Cortana's voice is obviously mirroring that of Keys when he is taken all over by the Flood.
What?
Chief, leave me, but I will be willing to bet that the time the Chief will succeed. So where are the kids? I'm willing to bet it's... If it's not...
It's Uranus.
If it's not John and Linda or John and Kelly or one of the girl Spartans, I wonder if it's maybe Spartan 3s from Ghost of Onyx.
Yeah, because they range from 4 or to something else.
That's right.
But I don't know. It's kind of hard to say where they're at because
well, they're not on Earth. We've already determined that with the nebula and the corner.
The thing was, though, by what they was talking about at that age, they should have been training already. So if they're training to be these super soldiers, they already know that there's extraterrestrial life out there, so.
Dude, this is why they have the Halo Bible, for people to get into these kind of details and how old they were when they were in that commercial, man. They're like, oh crap, we gotta go back to the Bible, man.
The question is, what would the hardest hardcore Halo fans pay for a single digital copy of the Halo Bible? Someone somehow broke into Bungie Studios and got the Halo Bible, how much would you pay for it on eBay?
I wouldn't pay a damn thing.
Ask yourself this question.
Yeah, so, hey, no. There were some people that mentioned before this the new Wraith and the Tartarus replacement. So, what do you guys think of the new Wraith? It's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, with headlights and everything.
Yeah, headlights down below. That's pretty cool.
Well, fog lights.
I'm wondering if those are... I'm wondering if those are fog lights, or maybe there's some kind of weapon. Because, I mean, the Wraith, the way it's looking now, if you guys remember Star Wars Episode 1, the tanks that the droids were driving, they had those funky guns on the front
that
blew up Jar Jar. Maybe there's some kind of, like, forward-firing anti-personnel weapon. Because, I mean, we all know the Wraiths in Halo 2 had those dinky little crappy lasers that we couldn't use when you jumped in the Wraith, but, you know, the characters had those
Oh, you're talking about the Spectre.
Yeah. No. Remember when you jumped in the Wraith, right? They had the two little lasers on the front that when
they're
you
like
got
the
too close, they'd shoot at you?
Shot, like, barely at all.
Yeah, but the thing was, whenever you got in the Wraith, it never worked. You had the Wraith, the boost, right?
Yeah,
not
the big plasma cannon.
Or the boost, right? So maybe that we'll have the ability to forget the boost and you have, like, those lasers. I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard to say. I mean, it really seems like some kind of headlights to me, but, you know, they just are kind of a stylistic touch.
Some illumination.
But it's possible.
I mean, that could all change. I mean, like, you know, the game ain't coming out anytime soon, so.
Yeah.
But as far as the Tartarus. Yeah. Looking character in the middle.
The guy with the red armor on his forearm.
Yeah.
Left forearm.
I have a feeling that he's going to play a significant part in the story.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that all the brutes all have, like, armor like the elites now. I'm just wondering if they have shields or not.
Really? But if I recall correctly, in the Halo 2, the new Mimbosa
E3
trailer that was out and everybody wanted to play that. Remember the brutes had black armor back then?
No, that was just the texture, dude. They were I can pull that up right now. I have that trailer. That's not black armor. They've only got the armor on their shoulders and the little belt. They look like the brutes that we have in Halo 2, but
they looked a lot
darker.
Bigger than the ones in the Halo 3 trailer.
Yeah.
To me, they're going to introduce a new character. Maybe he's like, you know, the supreme.
He's the new Tartarus.
Yeah, because Tartarus was only muscle for the Forerunners.
Yeah, well, I think
so.
Speak for all Halo fans. I really do. Is that please, Bungie, do not include any boss battles. You know what I'm saying?
Like
with Tartarus, dude, that was just not cool. That was like, it was like, come on, man, we're going back to Mega Man here. I mean, that just seemed a little weird, that whole, here, I'll snipe him and then you take him out. That was a little cheesy, and especially as an ending, it was like, I think that's why the ending was so anticlimactic, because that boss battle was just kind of ridiculous, and... Like, to finish it on that was, like, a bad note to finish on.
Maybe if they put it in the middle of the story. But, I mean, in the Halo 2 story, it was inevitable that he was going
to... Maybe that's what the X button's for, to skip boss battles.
Skip boss battle.
Hit X to skip boss battle.
I don't know.
No,
maybe.
Don't
what do you guys think? Do you guys think, like, no boss battles? What do you guys think?
No, I don't want a boss battle, but I don't think that in this story, because he's on Earth and there's a lot. I mean, another thing that I got from the trailer, and some people were underwhelmed by it, but to me, it meant a lot as far as describing the kind of character John 117 is, whereas, you know, he's like waking up from being unconscious or whatever, and, you know... Through the intercom, you hear, oh, I think we lost him, and he's like, not yet, and he gets up, and he's running, and he's like going at these brutes or whatever they are, and it just tells how like that there's going to be a dramatic story behind it. Like he's willing to sacrifice everything.
Do either one of you guys have the Halo Special Edition game that came out,
like
the one with the metal case?
No.
Supposedly there was some other big, I forget the name of the guy, but some other big-time brute under Tartarus that was supposed to have a big role in Halo 2, but I guess he got cut. I forget his name, but maybe it could be that dude, that brute. As for boss battles, I don't want to have a boss battle per se, but what I'd like is unlockable side missions that would be like a boss battle. Like, you know, you could earn it from Xbox Live achievement points or something like that. Yeah. You could go and, you know, make it like a downloadable map or something like that. I don't know. I'm kind of iffy on the boss battle. I didn't like fighting Tartarus, but I did like punching the prophet in the face.
Oh, that was funny.
See, that was fun. That was fairly cool. That it was still a little weird because it was a boss battle in Halo, but the Tartarus one was lame because it was just like, you know, the Johnson was invincible and he's firing from a distance. He's like, "Come on, Chief, jump in now." You know, it was a little cheesy. It was kind of like it felt like a Mega Man battle to me. It was like old school.
I loved it. He's like, "You're pathetic." And then he jumped on his chair and he's like, you know, all of a sudden he goes from his manly voice to like he sounds like a woman getting like, well, beat.
Well,
okay.
I was going to say bitch slapped, but
let me tell you, I'm sure we all agree that all in all, Halo 2 was a fantastic game, even in, you know, single player, and they did a great job. So,
oh yeah, no doubt.
We expect more, even better stuff from Bungie for sure. So.
And for those people that complained about the ending, that there was no ending, there was an ending. You just wanted something else. It's called a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
And if you watched Dallas back in the days, or
Dallas.
Yeah, like how
Dude,
many kids
Dallas,
are gonna watch?
Man,
I think it was
like
5 years old when that
who,
came
who
out.
Who shot
man.
JR? You know. I mean, it's a cliffhanger, man. You know, part two.
JBB's been hanging out at home watching freaking soap operas,
man. You'd be better off to say something like a cliffhanger. What's a modern cliffhanger?
Lost or something.
No,
I never watched SpongeBob SquarePants.
That was classic, dude.
No, more like Lord of the Rings. You'd say Lord of the Rings.
All right, I'll go with The Matrix.
There you go, The Matrix.
The Matrix is a modern soap opera, okay?
I know Kung Fu.
But you know, it's like The Matrix. They kind of...
The sequel, The Matrix Reloaded. Hmm. Oh no, Neo's like laying in a bed. What are we going to do? We're screwed.
And then boom, it ended. And I enjoyed that because it was like, oh my god, I can't wait for part three.
Yeah.
And then you're sadly disappointed.
Yeah, everybody was disappointed.
Actually, I loved all.
Let's just hope Halo 3 doesn't follow the Matrix trilogy.
Oh man!
I already predicted it. I'm going to say it again. Master Chief is going to die saving the human race.
That's the
only way you can end that story.
It could be. That would be a good ending. It really would.
Mm-hmm. So let's move on.
Okay. What are we next? Where are we at?
Lord Hobo, my buddy.
Lord Hobo.
He says first. The child can't be the Master Chief because he never lived on Earth. Secondly, the brute at the end can't be Tartarus because he's dead. So is his deputy, I would say. And also, the shield thing is really cool. He gives me a shout-out. And then he gives G. Nubbis,
Stooch.
G. Lewis, and Stooch, and anyone else a shout-out.
Anyone else? Shout-out to all you guys.
Anyone else? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. They did live in Earth, but you know, but like I said, at that age where they show those kids, they definitely would be at Reach or wherever, you know, they would be trained at.
Hmm. Okay.
So
Reach or Onyx.
Why don't you do the next one, TJB?
Okay. Sports 209. People have been posting about the X button, and it's going to be the sprint or the shield grenade. I doubt it will be the sprint. Come on, running real fast in first person. But if it is, should be switched to third person.
Hmm. That's a thought.
Anyway, and second, the shield grenade would not be it, because why make a separate button for one grenade? Maybe it's a special function in story mode or just for looks, but I doubt it will be the X button. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
You know, right before he jumped off the cliff at the brutes.
Right.
That specific run animation looked like it was actual gameplay. Because if you look at the brutes, they're like kind of doing the same motions. Like if it was actual game footage, like they were using like game instead engine. Of yeah, instead of using like, you know, rendering an expensive, you know, I don't know. It just the way he was running kind of looked like when he was running from the prophet. I mean, when he was running from the exploding. I forgot which stage that was, but when he killed the prophet of truth, I believe it was, they blew up the temple he was in, and he jumped in the water, and then the grave mine grabbed him.
Yeah,
it was that kind of same animation. So maybe there is some, you know, something the third person. I don't know.
Could be. Well, hey, let's move on to Ghost Rider. Down the way here, Ghost saying, Rider. Hey, this is Ghost Rider, a.k.a. Lancelot 59. Here's my observations and speculations on the recent Halo 3 commercial. Number one, the kids in the field, which are the Master Chief and his friends, might signify that we learn lots about life. Hard to say. Number two, the three dimples in the armor mean new armor. The MK5 from Halo 2 had four dimples. More on that in a minute. Number three, since he lost his helmet, that means we might finally get to see his face. Yeah, right. Not likely. Number four, the shield grenade would be freaking awesome, but then again, it could be annoying if you're about to rocket someone and they put that shield up. True. But then again, that's why it's a grenade. It's a one-time use thing. Number five, the awesome running scene might mean that we can really book instead of just the regular run speed. True. Number six, there might be hands-only melee.
That's my thing with the X button and the melee combo thing.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, like the melee. Like a could pile be. Driver or something.
No, I'm thinking more
ropes
like,
and then ba-bam!
You, if X is a run button, it's in combination with the melee button. Mm-hmm. So you run and you get that extra, you know, you can use the butt of your rifle or I don't know.
Dude, maybe if you do press like a XBBA, flying elbow smash, man.
There you go.
I, you know, that gets me. That has me wondering. Do you think they're going to utilize button combinations since in Halo 2 we do them all the time?
Oh man, possibly. I don't know, man.
Hit X three times.
The new BXR is like, you know, like he kicked the brute in the nuts or something like that.
Ooh. That's my impression of a brute getting kicked in the nuts, dude.
I know, right? That's pretty.
If I was a brute and I got kicked in the nuts, that's what I would sound like. Ooh!
Then he goes on to saying the brute hammer means that a new weapon that we haven't been told about. That's wrong. The brute hammer is called the Fist of Rakut or something like that.
Hammer. Yeah.
And Tartarus was using it in the last game, so it's not a new weapon.
Yeah, really.
Whether we'll be able to use it or not, that's going to remain to be seen. I mean,
I hope not.
We
dude.
Got the sword.
Yeah.
Hey, it might be a power weapon, like, you know, one guy on the map can swing it around. Yeah, I don't know.
If it's equivalent to the sword, if it's similar in a way, then maybe. But I really don't think it's a viable weapon. But that's just me. It could. Viable.
And then he talks about the new glove.
Yeah.
It would have been cool if there was a Michael Jackson glove in his hand.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, remember Moonwalker the game?
That was classic. Genesis.
No.
Maybe that's the X button. He busts out, you know, the Michael Jackson glove, and he's like, hee-hee.
Save the universe.
The brutes start dancing. Because you notice all the brutes were like, they looked like they were dancing, and the guy in the middle was swinging his sword or hammer. Like one of those cheerleaders or something. I don't know. I'm just rambling.
Eddie, are you okay? Are you okay?
Ah, are you okay, Eddie?
Yeah, man. Yeah, but that glove, like some people are saying, okay, the current thing is the MK4, and that had four dimples on it. So now it's up to the... Now there's three dimples on the new glove, so it's going to be the MK3. Dude, I don't know what they're doing with the freaking glove, but I really think that's like minor details. It's a glove. It's not gonna like make a difference if you're smashing someone with it, you know? It's like how many dimples are on the glove, you know? I don't know. I'm sure they have something in mind with that, but I really think it was more of kind of like it was just a stylistic aesthetic thing that they did at the moment. But I don't mm-hmm. think it applied to anything specific. I think people are just like speculating randomly about that. Like, oh, that might be the previous version of the MK armor. You know, that's because they're degrading on the. Oh man, I think you guys are reading too much into it. Honestly, that's just me.
Now. You know, I've like none of us brought this up yet about the those two kids were actually, you know, was like two real people in the beginning of the trailer.
Right. Holy crap.
Do you think that's going to be like, I mean, something that's going to be implemented in the game, like real life cutscenes, or
I don't know.
I think so. I think it will be a story element in the game. It's going to be like flashbacks. That's just me, because I really think that that is John and someone else. Because I'll tell you, Bungie did mention that they were talking about possibly implementing a female voice in the game. As like
you multiplayer.
Choose, right. You could choose whether you're male or female. And they got overwhelming response that from, you know, female gamers that, heck yeah, man, we want a female voice in the game. And so I really think they're going to implement that as a story element along with a multiplayer element. And
I just had a flash of inspiration just all of a sudden. Okay, we know that from Halo 2 that they did the split story thing with the Master Chief and the Arbiter.
Right.
What if they're going to do something similar like that with a male Spartan or a female Spartan? Mm-hmm. That you can choose at the beginning of the game what story you want to go. Do you want to play as this female Spartan, or do you want to play as John?
Well, that would have been cool, but then hey. I think it sidetracks away from the story of Earth being attacked.
No, but what I'm saying is it's from a different perspective. Right. Like, all the levels somehow cross over and, you know, the way it is.
And,
But what if the female, maybe it's the something to do with the second player option or something like that. When you play co-op, you become the female Spartan or something like that.
Yeah, I certainly hope they implement, like, more Spartans into the story. Even though they said there wouldn't be any Spartans from the book.
Yeah.
So there wouldn't be any Spartan 2s. What about 3s?
And I'm looking at some of the pictures right now. And there's a picture of the Master Chief's helmet in the same terrain as the kids are laying in.
Hmm.
Okay? And then it switches over to the sandy desert. Right. Where the helmet is laying down and it's beat up, you know, scuffed up and everything.
I had some screwball theory. I was just thinking, we all know from I Love Bees that it's possible to time travel in Halo, right? Because that AI and the ship go back in time to 2004 or something.
Was in another universe or something.
That's right. It kind of dawned on me. We all know in Halo 1 when you run into what the hell is his name? Guilty Spark 343, and he proposes the question to the Master Chief when he's about to activate Halo. He's like, given the last time you asked me this question, I've had considerable time to, you know, ponder the you know, would I do it? And so that's always made me wonder, what if the Chief has been there before, you know?
Yeah.
Like, maybe he's gone to the future, and since you mentioned that helmet thing, maybe somehow the humans have defeated the Covenant and that helmet's been left there, and I don't know, man. it was just a screwball theory, but maybe somehow time travel and all that wonderful stuff, the big reset button starts the life cycle over again, I don't know.
Or it could be that in the future, that's the same exact spot where his helmet is at when he's about to pick it up. Because I'm looking at the picture, and there's still remaining greenery, you know, grass and everything.
Yeah.
And but in the scene where there's war going on, of course, you know, all of it is gone and it's all sand. And then when I click back to the image where it's the same nightfall, you know, it's nighttime, same grass that the kid is looking at. I mean, it could be the same terrain. Maybe those kids are in a distant past, just being regular kids, because I'm sure you've wondered if there was aliens and stuff. And then maybe that's just, you know...
Or it could mean that...
fast forward to the future, this is what's happening when you actually do meet aliens, you know.
Have you read Ghost of Onyx yet?
I'm still, like, in chapter 6.
Oh, okay, then I don't want to say what it could mean. Okay. Because it's a spoiler to the book, then. All right. Okay, well, it could mean... I won't say what this means, but you'll find out what a shield world is later on in the book. It could mean that that Earth is a shield world or something like that. That's another guess I had. Mm-hmm. I won't get into any details about that since you don't know what a shield world is.
Well, I think the most logical explanation for the whole thing, based on just the commercial in general, is that the boy is Master Chief and the girl is someone else, whether it be another Spartan in training or whether it be a childhood friend or something like that. But I think the most logical explanation from the trailer is that the boy is Master Chief. But it could very well be something else and explainable still. So, you know, that's up mm-hmm. to Bungie to decide. But,
yeah.
Anyway, we shall see as it goes on.
There's two things we haven't covered on the list here. The ATV and the Arc Cloud. Everything else we've covered on the list.
Except for the armor.
Brute armor. Sorry.
I was going to, real quick, let me get to that. John Sayer down the road says, did anyone else seem to notice how messed up the armor was? Or do you think it was just the CG detail? And what about that mushroom cloud in the distance? Okay, so for armor, first of all. You know, one thing about the armor is that if you have a shield around you all the time, your armor is not going to get messed up. So that's what I wonder, is if he has to go back to previous level armor because he's on Earth and his armor's messed up or something like that. And is that going to reduce or remove the shields? And mm-hmm. that's a thought, because if you have the shield grenade, is that going to take the place of the normal, Master Chief shields? What do you guys think about that?
Well, there is an example of...
It's possible. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you're perfectly right about that, because in First Strike, the Master Chief has a shield, and then he gets... he gets pretty messed up on one of the ships, right? He gets cut up by the Arbiter, or supposedly the Arbiter on the ship that they grab, and he has no shields, and he's scared about going up against a bunch of grunts in his messed up condition, because he's been sliced up by a sword, and, you know, he knows one good shot from the grunts will put him away. So it's possible, I mean, we saw all those scratches and cut marks into the armor. It could mean his shields are gone, you know.
That would,
like,
coincide with the three dimples, too, and people talking about how that's a previous level armor and all that crap.
Well, here, let me look at the Halo Wars desktop I got going on. Halo Wars desktop, I'm seeing five dimples on the Spartans from that guy's glove. So, I mean, I don't know.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm so confused on the dimples.
Dimples.
Hold on. Let me grab my Ghost of Onyx. I'll quickly look at the cover and see if there's anything different there.
Hurry up.
But the only thing that confused me about that is that this is supposed to take... the story is supposed to continue after Halo 2.
Right.
So where does he find the time to change it to a new armor? Well, old armor.
I'm thinking it's just some kind of... I don't want to say that Bungie's ripping off Republic Commando in any way, but for something, I'm thinking maybe that the Master Chief has some kind of retractable knife kind of thing that pops out of his glove, like a melee attack. And, you know, it's kind of like Wolverine, you know, there's a knife that just pops out and you can jab the guy in the neck or something like that. Maybe that's what the X button's for.
No, yeah, but obviously, they said that the E3 teaser was seen sometime during the middle of the game or something like that.
That's so, right.
And his armor was worn out too. Remember, but everyone was like, "Oh, it's kind of great." I mean, sandy-ish.
That's right. It's all beat up. Like they said, also that it's the Master Chief has been through some kind of horrendous battle. It's been some time since we've seen him or something like that. I think Frankie says that in one of the video interviews. I don't know. I'm still saying that's a Mark VI suit. Just the gloves are new. That's the only thing. I mean, everything else is exactly the same. I mean, I don't know. Well, I don't want to comment. I just can't guess.
Let's talk about the cloud real quick, and then let's wrap up. Talk about what that is and what it applies to.
My original thought was it was a nuke dropped in the distance, but after talking with Fumo and looking at the video, I'm starting to think it's the Ark cloud. Like the guy said, starting to form, like the Ark is being activated, and that's the reason the Covenant stopped the humans from stopping them from activating the Ark. You know, it's starting. That's where the commercial begins. It's because we know it's before the Master Chief goes down on the cliff, like in the E3 trailer. At least that's what this
is. It's when he attaches the shotgun to his back.
Assault rifle.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry about that. Yeah. But, looking at the picture right now, and it does look like a nuke.
See, I thought it was a nuke, like, dropped, because, I mean, if you look, watch the video, and the Master Chief pans overhead, you see two Banshees fly overhead, they streak, and there's, you know, and jet kind of wash or whatever, you know, streak behind him. But if you look, when he continues to run and he looks up, there's, like, streaks all over the sky. And I'm just thinking, one of them's got to be a missile or something, you know, that they sent to try and take out the Covenant or something like that.
Yeah.
There's just too many streaks in the sky to be Banshees.
Those streaks are definitely something, but it's a question of, you know, what those are, whether it's some kind of missile.
Well, it could be brute fire, you know.
It could be brute fire. It could be Wraith. That's what I was going to say. It could be Wraith.
Possibly.
You know, launches the Ark all over the place. And that's what the one, most likely the one that hit Master Chief was when he had the shield on. So, and the thing is, with the cloud, there was definitely a hole in the center as opposed to a big, you know, like a stalk of a mushroom on a mushroom cloud. So, in that case, I don't really think it could be a mushroom cloud, because a mushroom cloud doesn't look like that. So, it doesn't seem to be coming off the ground directly. There seems to be a hole in the center, and it's all in the sky, and it's not directly attached to the ground. So, for that reason, I think it's really the cloud when it comes to the Ark. But,
we'll find out in the game.
It's a story element. It's not a gameplay element.
Yeah. But exactly who are the Covenant shooting at? I mean, is all that weaponry just for the Master Chief?
No,
or is he fighting alongside other people? Obviously, they didn't show anybody else. Just the Master Chief. You could hear them.
Yeah.
But there's an awful lot of, you know, like, explosions going on everywhere.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess we'll have to wait to see if they bring
But we can't
else.
Wait. We need to know
I
now.
I want to know. Come on, man. Frankie. Come on.
we'll find out soon.
You get Frankie, and then you tie him down, and you threaten to shine his head. If he doesn't tell you what you want to know, you shine his head some more.
Now, dude, man. Apparently people have been sending, like, death threats to Bungie, though, man. Seriously, like, people, what the
death
crap,
threats?
Dude? Do not send death threats to Bungie. That's not even funny, man.
It's a video game, kids, you know? Go outside if it's going to make you guys send death threats. What are you going to do? You can't play Halo 3 if you're in jail.
I mean, seriously, like, on Bungie.net, man, Funky was saying, in case you don't know, it is illegal to send death threats to Bungie. It's like, come on, dude, relax. I mean, not Frankie, but everybody, people that are sending that kind of stuff, dude. It's like, chill out, man. Okay, so wrapping it up, guys, send your comments, etc. to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. Definitely. So as you can hear, we've been changing up the format to keep things fresh. Keep an eye on podtacular.com for an invitation to send in stuff for next week's show.
You can call our listener voicemail at 206-888-HALO and leave a Halo-related message. We play these back regularly on the Christmas. I mean, what am I thinking?
A Christmas call-in?
On the Christmas and call-in special. We play them regularly on the Customs and Call-In show.
Be sure to check us out at podtacular.com, and while you're there, check out our forums. There's lots of buzz about Halo 3, Halo 2 Vista, the new Halo maps, and other stuff.
Yeah. And thanks to all the people that contribute to Podtacular, whether it's working on the community or a site, contributing to our PayPal to help out with the hosting bill, which we do have a bill every month, or subscribing to the show and reviewing us in iTunes. We couldn't do it without you guys, seriously. So until next time, guys, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Laird.
Peace out. Keep on frogging trucks.
Keep
See you guys.
On eating watermelon with candy.
Remember, guys, make sweet love to your woman, not bad.
Right. Oh, man.
Later.
Sweet loving.